Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. If you are calling about the BCBS antitrust class action settlement, please press 1. Otherwise, please remain on the line. Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. You have reached the customer service and claims department.
Para continuar en español, presione 9.
Your call may be recorded for quality purposes. Benefit, eligibility, and pre-certification information is based on information you provide and specific questions asked, and is not a guarantee of coverage or payment. To get started, if you're calling about a new policy, please say, I'm looking for coverage. Otherwise, say, I'm a member, I'm a provider, or neither one.
Provider.
Sorry. Which of these best describes you? Please say, I'm looking for coverage, I'm a member, I have a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona health plan or dental plan, I'm a provider, I've applied for coverage,
I'm a provider.
I still didn't get that. If you're looking for coverage, press 1. If you or a family member has a health or dental plan with us, press 2. If you're a provider, press 3. If you're checking on the status of your health plan application.
Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona.
Did you know our secure provider portal has many tools and resources to help you get the information you need and work more efficiently? Please visit azblue.com to log into your provider portal and access tools and resources for your needs today. You can also email us at providerhelp@azblue.com with any questions you may have, including benefits and eligibility, among many others.
Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. You've reached the Provider Assistance Department. Your call may be recorded for quality purposes. Benefit, eligibility, and pre-certification information is based on information you provide and specific questions asked and is not a guarantee of coverage or payment. Want to check the status of claims you submitted? It's quick and easy with our online claim status tool. Find it in the Secure Provider Portal at Practice Management Claims. What's your NPI? Or say, I'm an HMS Medicaid Plan Administrator. Thanks. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona is updating their member accounts, and in some cases, a member's ID prefix will be replaced. Visit azblue.com/prefix for the latest information. Main menu. Which would you like? Eligibility, benefits, claims, pre-certification, fee schedule. You want claims, right?
Right.
Is your claims question related to claim status, the claims mailing address, or remittance?
Claim status.
Whether you are contracted or not, get registered for a portal account today to access claim status and more. Registration is quick and easy at www.azblue.com/healthcare-professionals. Are you calling about the No Surprises Act dispute process?
No.
Please help me find your patient. Say FEP patient, CHS patient, out-of-area patient, Medicare Advantage patient, ACA Standard Health with Health Choice patient, or if none of those, skipping the first 3 characters. Thanks. Just a moment. And the date of birth? Okay, that's
Terry.
Please say or enter the date of service of the claim you're looking for. And what's the billed amount? Okay, let me look that up. Let me see if I can find someone to assist you right now.
All of our service specialists are currently busy. Please remain on the line and the next available specialist will assist you. Please have the member identification number ready. All of our service specialists are still busy. Please continue to hold. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for your patience. All of our service specialists are still busy. Please continue to hold. Your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Thank you for calling the CrossFit of Arizona. You have reached the provider assistance. My name is Sam. So I can assist you today.
Hi, my name is Roger Williams, calling you from provider's office. And I'm looking for the claim status. So can you please help me with that?
Sure, I can assist you with that. Yeah, sure. I can assist you with that. And can you please spell out your first name?
R is in Roger, O is in Oscar, Z is in Golf, E is in Echo, R is in Roger.
Thank you. What's the callback number?
It's 609-541-7919, direct line.
What is the NPI?
109-337-0918.
And what is the tax ID?
83442-5637.
Okay, thank you. Let me just fill out the details. Just give me a moment. And what is the provider's name?
It's Arizona Blood and Cancer Specialist, PLLC.
Okay, and what is the patient ID with the prefix?
X is in X-ray, B is in Bravo, S is in Sam, 8522. 48163.
Okay. What is the patient's name and the date of birth?
Patient first name is Cherry and last name is Beauregard. And the date of birth is October 6,
1933. Okay. The plan is active and effective date is 1-1-2023. So what is the date of service for the claim?
Date of service is April 3, 2024. And the bill charge is $325 even.
Okay, let me check. That's 4-3-2024, correct?
Yes, 4-3-2024.
It's getting loaded, just a moment. Upon checking this claim got denied, let me check the denial reason, okay? The CPT code is 99214, right?
Yes.
Denied for the Medicare EOB.
Yeah, we already submit the Medicare EOB before. Two times we submitted. The first time we submitted. Yeah, first time we submitted on June 7, 2024. And the second time is June 20, 2025.
Let me check. Is it through fax or through portal?
Via fax.
Okay, yeah, we have received it. June 20, right?
June 20, yes.
Yeah, we have received the fax on June 21, 2025.
Yes.
Okay, let me just escalate this just a moment.
And why it was so delay from the claims we submitted on June 20, but the claim still under review and not finalized? Do you have any reason?
Because there are a lot of Like the there are a lot of claims on the file and appeals, so the teams are prioritizing to the oldest to the newest. So that is why. Let me just check, okay? What can we do? What can be done?
Yes.
Give me like a minute.
Because the last time, one of my colleague trying to follow up with the status mm-hmm. to the EOB in July 25,
mm-hmm.
one of your
mm-hmm.
representative mentioned that the
mm-hmm.
the EOB was still under review. So, I think so. He escalated this concern before. No. Hold on. Just a second.
No, it is on. It is under the turnaround time.
Yeah, turnaround time. I'm sorry for the 30 to 45
July.
Business. Yeah, 30 to 45 business. I'm sorry.
So let me escalate this, okay?
Just a moment. Okay.
Upon checking with my backend team, it's the turnaround time is 90 days. It's not 30 to 45 days for EOB.
No, actually, the one of your representative, Mohammed Pool, July 25, his turnaround time is 30 to 45 businesses. I just mentioned in my systems. That's why we call.
That is incorrect. As per the latest update, it's 90 days. I just checked with the backend team now.
Okay. So the turnaround time
because,
is not actually...
The reason...
Mm-hmm.
No, because it's 90 days from 6/21.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The reason for the extension, like as per the new update, is because due to the queue of number of claims and appeals. That is why the the stats are increased. We can, after 90 days, you can just check, it should be there.
Okay, so the EOB is still under review because the turnaround time is not exceed 90 days. 6,
that
7,
is right.
8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. And what's your call address number for this one?
That is
077-92684.
Uh-huh.
And what's your good name?
Sam, S-A-M, and the initial to the last name is M for Mike.
All right, thank you so much.